The issues that matter most, right here. The Drew Mariani Show.
On Relevant Radio.
I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That, of course, was the president, and as we have been reporting for about the past 2 hours, there is chaos right now on the Capitol. ATF officers are searching the Capitol right now for protesters. The FBI has been called in, the D.C. National Guard, and much more. And I received an email from Father Rocky. He's our chief executive officer here at the network. And he said to me in the email, it's no coincidence that this is happening on a day that Relevant Radio is about to do something very historic. You know, we've been calling the nation to pray the Memorare, a very loved prayer that invokes the intercession and the power of the Mother of God. And we've been praying for an end to the culture of death. And I really think that's at the heart of all the problems that we're seeing in our nation here. I mean, that calls for the justice of God. Prayer changes things. Our Lady will crush the head of the evil one. And Father Rocky joins me today because we are crossing a momentous threshold today. And Father, thank you for being here. It's always great to talk with you.
Hey, it's great to talk with you, Drew. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And you're spot on about what you're about the power of the Memorare in this moment. We didn't plan this in advance, that we'd be going through the 300,000 million threshold mark on January 6th when all of these dramatic events are unfolding in Washington, D.C. But for the longest time, I've understood the political tension in our country directly related to the most important issue, as the U.S. bishops call it, the preeminent priority, which is legal abortion in our country. And this isn't the first time this has happened in history. If you search human history, you'll see that any country or regime or civilization that practices infanticide or abortion, or even what you would call human sacrifice, as the Aztecs did, it ultimately leads to a collapse of that situation, of that civilization, because there's not a moral structure there, right? So several years ago, we started praying the Memorare on air, and then when we had the merger with the Mac and Heart Radio in January of 2018, we said, well, let's do it on the hour. And then we'll add them up, because we know how many people are listening at any one time. And we've invited our show hosts and guests and bishops and even children to pray the Memorare every hour. And today we're going to cross through that 300 million mark. I don't know how many Memorares we have to pray for an end to abortion. It's not just prayer, it's sacrifice too, because Jesus said this kind can only be cast out by prayer and fasting. But Drew, do you remember, it wasn't too long ago we went through the 200 million mark. Do you remember that broadcast?
Yeah, I do. You and I celebrated that together. In fact, it was in March. You were actually in Israel. I think you joined me from the rooftop of a building.
That's right. It was the rooftop of the Notre Dame Hotel, and the whole world was shutting down for COVID. And there I'm standing at night looking at the Dome of the Rock and the Holy Sepulchre, and I was just marveling at our technology that I could be in Israel on a cell phone with earbuds talking to you and broadcasting 180 stations around the country as we're crashing through that $200 million mark. Anyway, the point is the Memorare is a very powerful prayer. I have known it myself. Many other people know it. Mother Teresa knew it. St. Jose Maria knew it. And I wrote a book about it. And what's coming together here is it's the power of communal intercessory prayer. You see it every day on the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I see it every night in the Family Rosary across America, people calling about these prayers being answered. You know, like that guy who was on the ventilator in New Jersey for 38 days, and his son Jeremy called in and said, I need a miracle for my dad. And I said, okay, we're going to pray for a miracle. The whole country's going to pray for a miracle. We're going to write to the words, bring those words right to the ears of Jesus, and that miracle happened. And it was in the papers, it was in the news media, that this man got off the ventilator after 38 days, and he's home safe and sound. So what's going on today in Washington, D.C., is kind of what Mother Teresa said, that we can't expect to have peace in our country or in our world as long as parents can take the lives of their unborn children. after him. Maybe what she was saying was prophetic. And so we need God's help. Right? We can't solve this on our own. We can't solve this just by political action. We can't solve this just by education. We really do need God's help to change our hearts in this country, all of our hearts. And I think what's unfolding in Washington, D.C. is an echo effect of what we saw this summer. We condemn violence. You always condemn violence. Violence only makes things worse, but you see how violence leads to violence. And, you know, many Americans have, not all, but many Americans sort of lost faith in the voting system. And I suppose that's part of the one of the reasons is it's such a big thing to monitor. Who could monitor it? And I was telling John Harper on the Morning Air Show some weeks ago, I said, the reason there's never a contested election for the Pope is because the papal election voting system is foolproof. It'd be rigged, all right? There's only 120 voters. They're all in the same room. Every voter is also an observer of the vote, and they randomly select every day 9 people to pull the ballots and count the ballots. So you can't rig it. But when you have an election where the rules are different for each state, the voting rules, and you have electronics in play, you know, we know how that can be manipulated, and there's no way any one person could verify the whole thing. So what do you do in all that? I think we have to be at peace that, you know, folks, there's some things you just can't control. And, you know, we have to rely on God and try to make peace in our time. And remember that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, things were worse. They're far more dangerous. You know, Herod was a maniac, and it was dangerous at that time. And yet Jesus, Mary, and Joseph found peace in that situation and lived in a beautiful way and had a very attractive home and knew how to love. That makes all the difference. So I would say to our audience today, focus on what you can fix. Focus on what you can control. The kindness of your own words, your charity, your spirit of service, your concern for those around you, especially older people who are kind of quarantined because of COVID. You know, give them a call today. Ask them how they're doing. See what you can do to brighten up their day. And that's something positive you can do in the midst of unrest and agitation. And I refer a lot of that, Drew, in my book, Mary at the Crossroads of History. Mary stirs things up in history, and she might be stirring things up right now. And we know that abortion is the most violent attack on our human dignity. And, you know, God will let us suffer the consequences of our own violence. And so absent from a miracle of God, you can't expect a peaceful resolution to this massive crime. But there have been miracles of God through the powerful intercession of Our Lady, where you've had sort of peaceful revolutions. That was in Russia, 1989. After John Paul II consecrated Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on March 25th, 1984-1985, you had the Berlin Wall and communists come down without any war, without any violence. Wasn't that amazing? We saw that. Yeah. You saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what happened in Guadalupe in 1531? Our Blessed Mother appeared to St. Juan Diego, and the Aztecs gave up their superstitious ways, and they stopped the human sacrifices, and 10 million were converted to Christianity, and then they brought that through Central America, South America, and Asia. So very much in line with the book I wrote this year that over 100,000 of our listeners got, Mary at the Crossroads of History. This is the time, above all, to pray for peace and unity, and realize that it's in God we trust, it's not in government.
Yeah, Father, you wrote a book on the Memorare, too, because we've been praying that here. I went back and I looked at our notes. You know, it was last year in March, we reached 200 million. It was a year and 3 months prior to that we hit the 100 million mark. And I'm just curious, you know, are more people now joining us?
So it's getting shorter each time, right?
And what is our long-term goal here?
Well, our long-term goal is to serve as a catalyst of grace from heaven so that the scales can fall off our eyes in the United States and around the world about the dignity and sanctity of human life and that we can trust in God. So what's at the root of all the agitation on any side is always fear. And it's Jesus who comes to us and says, do not be afraid. He said that through the Archangel Gabriel to Mary. He said that to St. Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. Jesus said that to the apostles as he walked into the upper room the night of his resurrection. Do not be afraid. He said it to the apostles as he walked across the water at night and kind of spooked them when they were in the boat. Do not be afraid. And so prayer, you know, real honest and consistent prayer gets the attention of God, especially when younger people call. That's really powerful. We hear that every night on the family rosary across America. But, you know, this moment in our history, you know, the whole world is looking upon the United States. You know, there are forces that would like to see us crumble and be violent and tip into unrest and all the rest. You know, the enemies of our country would like that. I saw a quote from Abraham Lincoln the other day, which he wrote, Civil War, that he was hoping that America would be restored to its greatness as the last great hope of the world. And, you know, this is what we pray for in these times.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let me grab a call or two for you. I have Father Rocky just for a few minutes.
Sure.
Today. So if you want to join us, the number's 888-914-9149. We're talking, of course, about the Memorare. Relevant Radio now has been able to marshal 300 million. Yeah, I don't want to shortchange them. And that has a profound impact. I started the broadcast today talking about that because I think of all the things we see unfolding politically, Father, you feel somewhat powerless, but we can do more with one day of prayer from the heart than any political action or any military can do. And I know these memoraries we're praying are having that impact. Diane's listening to us in Providence and wants to talk to you. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Hi. Father Rocky, I was wondering if you could sign an executive order and make the rosary just a little bit longer. Just a little. We love hearing.
Oh, at night? At 7 o'clock?
Yes.
I'd like to do that.
Every night since March. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. I'd like to do that. I don't know who runs Relevant Radio. But I know we have the Mass right after. But it goes by really quickly, doesn't it, Diane?
It does. It does. And we love hearing all of the people. It makes us feel like we're part of a community.
Oh, it sure does. Everybody here says it, we're energized by it. We're energized to hear all the different voices, all the different tensions from all sorts of different people all around the country. They get the pictures of the families up there. And what they all have in common is everybody's smiling, right? Everybody's smiling. So it's a little glimpse of the communion of the saints. And, of course, we're charmed when the youngsters call in with their intentions. And you hear the different accents from around the country, the Rhode Island accent, then the Boston accent. You hear the Long Island accent. You hear Southwest Texas accent, but the people in Chicago, we don't have an accent, all right? So you don't hear any Chicago accent.
That's awesome. Hey, you know, a little history here for people, too. Father, you know, I know you wrote a book, and if people want to learn more about the Memorare, too, it's a powerful, powerful prayer. You can get Father's book. It's called, I'm zoning it, Memorare, for Immediate Assistance, the Memorare.
Yeah, for Immediate Assistance,
what was the title?
The Memorare.
Okay,
yep,
good, so I got it right.
Pray the Memorare. I think the second edition, we're just going to call it the Memorare Moment.
Oh, there you go. I like that. Hey, but Relevant has a history with this, too. I know we began to pray it, and God's providence has really came through.
Yeah, remember that? So that was November of 2006. Relevant Radio was really struggling financially, and we came up with the idea during the pledge drive, let's pray the Memorare on air once an hour for a successful pledge drive. And ever since that time, we've always met our need. Is that amazing?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Father, you know, you pray the rosary, I pray the chaplet. We're calling people to pray the Memorare. Your perspective right now on what's unfolding in the nation's capital and in the country and what you see looming in the days ahead. You know, there's churches, there's still dispensation in a lot of dioceses around the nation and just the spiritual life of the country. Give me your 30,000-foot view, if you could, and maybe some advice for us.
All right, my hunch is that the Blessed Mother is doing battle with the devil, just as it is revealed in the book of Revelation. All right. Now, that battle's going on all the time, and it will go on until the end of the world. But I think we're in a moment right now where there's a certain amount of agitation, and the Blessed Mother will win. The head of the devil will be crushed. The devil is always up to his old tricks, which is to attack the human race and to accuse people and to depress people and discourage people. and he attacks the most vulnerable, beginning with the unborn child. And he always does it through envy and fear. So we've got to be alert to that. But I think the Blessed Mother is really percolating things. And it takes a lot of faith to understand that, right? Because sometimes God writes straight with crooked lines, right? Yeah. And so right now you might be seeing all these crooked lines. You say, what on earth is going on here? What is God doing? But, you know, I had a hunch. Last year, when President Trump showed up to the March for Life and gave that brilliant speech, I said, he either just won the election or lost the election. There's no turning back from what he said. It was the first time a president of any leading country in the world took a bold stance in defense of life. And I know the devil doesn't like it. He's clearly got his shortcomings, all right? And I'm not going to go ahead, but I do have to put the spotlight on, as the president of the country showed up for that. And I was just kind of said, he either just lost the re-election or he won it. The devil certainly isn't happy with what he said in defense of motherhood and marriage and the unborn child. So, you know, it can seem like everything's lost when everything's won. It seemed like when Jesus was dying on the cross, the whole thing was lost. But in fact, he had just won the whole thing, right?
Yep.
So we always live in hope as Christians, because we know with God's grace, everything can change for the better. And the only thing that really counts is that each one of us, in our heart and in our actions, remain faithful to Jesus Christ. Right? He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what we try to do every day on Relevant Radio. You do it in your show, we do it in all the shows. Mm-hmm. Bring Christ to the world through the media. And back to Diane in Rhode Island, I'd love to make the rosary longer. I'll have to talk to see who's in charge.
I love it. Well, Father, thank you for your leadership. Thanks for leading us in the rosary. That's on every evening. And, of course, we'll continue to pray the Memorare for peace. We've got a full show here, too, Father. I know that...
Thanks so much. You're doing a great job, Drew.
Thank you. Congressman Fortenberry is going to be stopping by in just a minute here. But, Father,
good. God bless.
Keep praying for us. God bless you. Remember, she's in the rosary
tonight.
I will.
All right. Thanks so much.
That's Father Rocky, our executive director here.